our next guest from the National Hardware Show at the Deitch Coatings exhibit is Carrie Coast, and she has something really cool that I think you're going to really like if you are a pro or a contractor, or, and something else, if you're a pro, a contractor, or a DIYer. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you have a debris bag.
We do.
Tell us about it.
So this is Demo Bags. Demo Bags has been out for about 10 years. It's a patented contractor bag. It's tear resistant, water resistant. You can drag it the length of a football field. It's not going to shred or rip if you put nails and sharp objects in it. It's fully recyclable. And our contractors love it. We're all over the United States, North America. And our owner, Bruce Williams, was a contractor and was just tired of bags ripping and having to do more work in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So
triple
he patented
bagging.
This. Yeah. And we have it. And that size that you have there comes in a 20-pack.
Looks like house wrap.
It looks like house wrap. That's right. Yes, it does look like house wrap. That's right. Very durable. You can't tear it. Our contractor bags are typically vinyl. Or plastic, you know, thin plastic. But this is extremely durable, lightweight, and I imagine there's nothing that we couldn't put into this thing
Correct.
To give it a challenge.
Yep, so it's water resistant. It's not waterproof. So, you know, there's stitching on the bottom. But, yeah, it'll hold. That will hold 110 pounds, and we also have ones that hold 450 pounds.
So if I want to get rid of these bags, all I have to do is call Uber?
No, actually, we have a new service that it's an app platform that's patent pending. It's called Haultail.
Haultail.
Yes.
You're going to Haultail, baby.
We are going to Haultail. And we're going all over North America, and we have a international patent pending application as well.
Does the app work now?
We're going through the process now, so we're doing our full launch in Hawaii in about 2 weeks.
So what I'll be able to do is buy these bags.
Yep.
Then I can download the app.
Yep.
Anywhere in the country.
Correct.
And I can get Haultail, which is the truck answer to Uber.
Yeah, it's a ride share for pickup trucks. So what we're utilizing is we know that there's a need for smaller jobs. If you have a smaller job and you don't need to have a full dumpster or something large, right?
That's wonderful.
And then you can just upload the amount of bags. And that what you do is take a picture of the bags, you download it onto Haultail. And it'll show the amount that it's going to cost for it to take to a, whatever weigh station.
Now, this Haultail isn't exclusively limited to debris offload.
No.
No, this sounds smart for a consumer because you can do a bag. Builders are going to use 20 bags.
You don't need bags, though, to use the Haultail app. My wife can go to buy some things that she can't fit in her little car, and she can use the Haultail app.
To haul them home.
Yeah, so you don't have to.
No, it's two different. It's two different things. It's a debris removal.
Yes.
And a delivery network.
We get
so
that.
Say you have a contractor that's at a job site, doesn't want to leave the job site, but they need items delivered, whether they're oversized or not. They can actually get online to any retail store, and they can upload the receipt that they've paid for it, and they can upload that receipt into Haultail and pay for the delivery, and then they can choose when they want to have it delivered. And a driver will pick up the job. So it is a ride sharing for pickup trucks.
Now, will Haultail provide the labor to load whatever the material is and to unload at the customer's
Correct, but it's
location.
Not going in the house. So whether it's at a, so we're
right.
not going
Got
in.
It.
So it's like almost
Got
like, you know, any type of delivery system, it's going to your, outside like your home. They're not going inside, right?
Now, these ride shares have a terrific app and they'll tell you in advance what you'll pay.
Yes.
Can Haultail do the same thing?
Yeah, she said that.
Yes,
she
to
said
the dollar.
That.
You take a picture of what you're going to haul.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll figure that out.
You said it charges per bag, correct?
It's based on bags, yes, and what's where it is going to, which whether it's recycled, clean fill, that type of thing.
So if I have a bag of feathers and I have a bag of bricks.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, it's a pickup truck. There can only be so much weight in there.
Oh.
So we're staying underneath those weight limits based on what we have.
Now, Carrie, I'm looking at the demo bags, mm-hmm. and these are really great. And I know that that's different from Haultail, but there's a relationship in some way. They're quite durable.
Yes.
So if I normally go to the landfill and I have these plastic bags filled with whatever and I'm dumping them there, will I have any pushback from the landfill with regard to this durable material or will they take it?
They will take it. It's fully recyclable.
And it's fully recyclable. Mm-hmm. And you say you get about an average of three uses.
You know, when, from our contractors, it's an average of 3 to 5. But if you're a landscaper, you can use them probably
more
up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, honestly, you can drag it the length of a football field on asphalt. and it will braid, but not a braid through. You can flip it over and drag it another length.
What is a 20-pack of demo bags run at retail, plus
right
or
around,
minus?
You know, $25 to $28.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Depending
wonderful.
On yeah, and it's a box of 20.
Gosh, that's so wonderful.
That's cheap.
Mm-hmm. She's Carrie Cost. She is with Halltail and Demo Bags, and you may get more information on both of these products by going where, Carrie?
Demobags.com and Halltail.com.
Demobags.com and Hall, H-A-U-L, Tail.
You're not charging enough to the demo bags.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate your time. Yeah.
All right, there's more on the house, on the road from the Deitch Coatings exhibit, the National Hardware Show, coming up after this.